This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. While deaths from the coronavirus in the United States are mounting rapidly, public health experts are seeing a flicker of good news. The second surge of confirmed cases appears to be leveling off. Scientists are not celebrating by any means, warning that the trend is driven by four big hard-hit places, Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas, and that cases are rising in close to 30 states in all, with the outbreak center of gravity seemingly shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. More than 670,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 152,000 in the United States. The number of infections is more than 17.2 million globally and approximately 4.5 million in the U.S. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was seen removing his face mask at a public event after his wife Michelle tested positive for COVID-19 Thursday. And the spread of the novel coronavirus showed no signs of slowing in the country, with the world's second worst outbreak after the United States. After weeks of quarantine, after testing positive for the virus, President Bolsonaro recently tested negative, but did say Thursday that he was fighting some sort of an infection. Bolsonaro has downplayed the COVID-19 pandemic and has often said the social distancing, lockdowns, and other protocols would hurt Brazil's economy more than the virus would. Well, India has far more people, with many living in densely populated areas. It ranks number three, far behind Brazil, in the number of COVID-19 deaths and infections. Its health ministry said Thursday that it has one of the lowest mortality rates in the world, boasting that more than 1 million people who were infected with coronavirus have recovered. However, the total number of cases in the country is still surging, with more than 50,000 new cases registered in just one day recently. The capital city of New Delhi, which emerged as one of the worst hit cities in the country, is now seeing a